Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Afternoon at the tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. I know we are. It's your sports bros, Rob and Suk. Will is in for Buck today. He'll be back tomorrow. I know we said we fired him, but we didn't. We were just kidding. Sometimes we kid. Although I did have a text. You were gone. It was the day you were gone. Buck and I were talking last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, rest in peace, Mike Lynch, as we tend to joke about.
Sure.
Because he's no longer our producer. Yeah. And I got a text from a buddy who listens, he knows our shtick.
And thought Mike
is. He's like, hey, did Mike die?
It's going to be awful one of these days when tragedy befalls someone on the station. And then we do that and people think that we're joking. And it's going to be a weird moment where you're like, no, he's actually gone. Like, you're going to Mexico.
Yeah.
Next week.
Next week.
And I promise you at some point I will say, rest in peace, you will be missed.
Yeah.
And how awful is it going to be when, like, if you go on a trip and you indeed get, like, drug trafficked or you get caught up in something and something bad happens, you get five dimes, you know, Tonied, and then I have to be like, no, I'm serious. Rob has tragically passed away in Mexico. No one will believe us.
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, right. Yeah, when's he coming back?
No, I'm like, no, seriously, he's not
coming
back.
Well, they would know by April.
Yeah, several months.
Like, wait, he's really not back.
I'm like, when did this happen? I'm like, months ago, I told you, no one believed me.
Just don't eat a tot while you're down there. You'll be okay.
Yeah. My mom's really nervous about us going.
Really?
She does not want us to go to Mexico.
Is that just a parent thing? Because I go to Mexico almost every Christmas or New Year's. We go down there quite a bit, and every single year we go, I get the same reaction from my family. In fact, my mom just told me this weekend, she's not worried about me, but she said, you have cute girls in your family, don't get them trafficked.
Yeah, well, yeah. Try not to.
What about me, Ma?
It's like, not something I want.
I'm not worth getting trafficked? Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm not worth the sex trade? That's where we're at? Thanks a lot, Ma. She's only worried about the females in my family,
well,
but not me.
So we're going to a place called Loretto.
Have been there. It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Big fan.
And from what I understand, it's one of the safer places in all of Mexico.
You're not going to get trafficked there.
So I sent her a couple links. I'm like, Mom, just read this. It's fine. You fly right in there. It's, yeah.
You know what? That sounds like someone that's about to get trafficked in Mexico. It's your fatal
last words.
Famous last words. Oh, I'm going to be fine. It's super safe. And then boom. And watch you die again, tater tot, in Mexico. And people are like, oh, what happened? Was he shot by the cartel? Nah.
Ate another tot.
Yes.
It was too spicy for him.
Cajun tot down there and wasn't prepared for it.
All right. Well, coming up here, we will get to our college football weekend walnuts. The coaching carousel turns. A lot to update you on there. Club 1080. Who is smarter, morning or late night people? A new study.
Mm.
But right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh.
Hot topics. Hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number 5.
some what I like to call other sports because they are never headliners this time of year. Because it's usually just football around here. But the Mavericks have signed Kemba Walker.
Oh.
So, you remember him?
I do remember him. Kemba Walker wasn't on an NBA roster?
No. The Pistons waived him.
Huh.
And he was sitting out there, so he's likely going to go to Dallas. Not a done deal yet.
Hey, remember when Kemba Walker was a big deal and was really good?
I was surprised, too, to find out, wait, what happened to Kemba Walker?
Yeah.
Blazers are back home, not tonight, but tomorrow they will host the Clippers.
It has not gone particularly well over the last handful of games. Although they pulled that one out in New York, otherwise it would really be disastrous.
Dodgers are meeting with free agent ace Justin Verlander, as if you didn't hate the Dodgers enough. And the Astros have made a big signing today. They signed first baseman Jose Abreu, formerly of the White Sox, 3 years, $60 million.
Well, would the Astros become less hateable if Justin Verlander leaves?
No, well, maybe, but the Dodgers would become more hateable.
I still hate the Dodgers, I still hate the Astros.
Verlander or the Dodgers? God! Get out of here! Also, Chicago got some pitching help. They signed starter Mike Clevinger. And I say Chicago. The White Sox, not Stoke. Bucks O-lineman Tristan Wirfs looked bad on Sunday.
Yeah, it did.
They're saying he's only out a few weeks. He has a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, this was one of those when he got carted off and teammates... When teammates come over to you and start giving you the hug and the pat on the head, we assume that is... You got something sticking out. That's not going to be good. But he said, drink your milk. I'll be back in a few. It's still a big deal, though. They have O-line problems. They have offensive problems to begin with, and he is really good. That's a sub-500 team, but they're still in first place in that division, and luckily, they're being chased by the Carolina Panthers, so if there's a team that could weather a couple injuries, it might be Tampa because there's no one else.
Deshaun Watson officially reinstated. He is back with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, God.
And Kansas City added running back Melvin Gordon today because Clyde Edwards-Helaire went on to the...
IR. Now watch.
Oh, and Monday Night Football is Colts Steelers in Indy.
Now watch Melvin Gordon turn into an absolute beast in Kansas City
and never fumble.
This is what happens in Kansas City.
Houston is the new number one in the college basketball polls. They beat Oregon earlier this month. First time for the Cougs in that spot in 39 years. If you are wondering, UConn and Purdue won the Phil Knight Invitational and Phil Knight Legacy men's tournaments over
that
the weekend.
Big goon that plays in the middle for Purdue that looks like Frankenstein. That guy.
Don't they always have a big goon that looks like Frankenstein?
It feels like that. But he's kind of got the unibrow and everything. But
tell you what, they're good.
He was a beast. And North Carolina lost twice. Alabama took him down in, what, four overtimes?
And the women's champions at the Phil Knight Invitational and Legacy tournaments were North Carolina and UConn. Yeah. So the men's and women's UConn Huskies teams both won.
A little disappointed that the crowds weren't a little better at those.
That's Thanksgiving.
I know, but... Right. I remember going to the Great Alaskan Shootout growing up, and those were packed. But that's Anchorage, and I don't know what else there is to do in Anchorage. But I just thought the crowds were very soft.
What you needed was Oregon, North Carolina, right? Or something like that. You got Oregon, Michigan State.
Yeah. Just didn't really feel like there was a lot of momentum for those.
Oregon is number 15, Oregon State number 16 in this week's college football playoff rankings. USC is up to number 4. The Trojans open as a 3-point favorite over Utah in Friday's Pac-12 title game. The Ducks have lost offensive coordinator Kenny Dillingham. He goes home. He is going to head up Arizona State.
Youngest head coach in Power 5, Power 5 period.
Yeah, I think he's the youngest ever in Power 5. We were talking about this last week.
32 years old?
He's only 32. Lanning was the youngest at 36. I know Lincoln Riley, when he got hired at Oklahoma, was 33.
Crazy.
So Dillingham's 32. Oregon State added a year to the contract of defensive coordinator Trent Bray today. He was signed through next year. Now he's signed through 2024. His salary next season will be 600 Gs.
This is one that scares me a little bit, and hopefully because of the Oregon State connection. Dude, that guy appears to be a rising star. Just, if an SEC school or someone comes calling a Big Ten school, that's scary.
This is what happens when you have success at schools like Oregon and Oregon State.
Trent Bray did an amazing job this year with that Oregon State defense.
Stanford coach David Shaw has resigned. He is the all-time winningest coach in school history. His quote when walking out the door was, "I've had enough of this S." Oh, not really. No. That's not what he said.
It was a really wonderful press conference. David Shaw might be the classiest guy in college football. And go do yourself a favor. You can find it on Twitter. go find his press conference. And I know it hasn't been well at Stanford in the last couple of years, but that program is better for having, and we are all better for having David Shaw in college football.
He went 96-54 there, but you know, we all know what's going on. NIL, the new new college football is just very hard to keep up at Stanford. I wonder if Colorado could get him. I don't know that he would go there, but the Buffs reportedly offered their job to Deion Sanders. He has not decided. Matt Rhule goes to Nebraska, and Cincinnati's Luke Fickle is now the new coach at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And Hugh Freeze did take the Auburn job today.
So all of that kind of sounds like it's what we all thought. None of those are big upsets.
And Fickle kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, Fickle has been rumored for a lot of different jobs. I mean, he's done such a great job at Cincinnati, but, you know, the idea was that he is a Midwest guy through and through, and that kind of makes sense. Luke Fickle seems like a guy that works at Wisconsin. But, you know, same thing with Matt Rhule at Nebraska. They kind of feel like those jobs, but there is no such thing as a slam dunk. We all thought that Scott Frost was a slam dunk.
We'll get to this when we talk about the coaching carousel. Can you see Deion Sanders at Colorado?
No, it seems like a terrible fit. And that's, by the way, the fact that they offered it to Deion, and Deion is like, yeah, they offered it to me and hasn't said anything. He doesn't want that job.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does it say if he stays at Jackson State over Colorado? Dude.
Yeah, I don't. I
think if I'm Colorado, I'm calling Shaw right now.
Yes.
And see if you can get him.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can, but there's your hot five at five. Oh, two other notes.
He's not going to Colorado.
Willie Taggart has been fired again, this time at some Florida school he was coaching at. And Marcus Arroyo fired as head coach at UNLV.
Let me say this about the Marcus Arroyo firing. I'm not saying that Marcus is a great coach. Far from it. I'm not saying he was a great coordinator when he was at Oregon. That UNLV job is one of the worst in the country, and this is the reason why. They got better every single year under Marcus Arroyo. They weren't great, but they got better every single year. They've had three winning seasons in like 30 years there.
So he took over, they went 0-6.
Yes.
Then last year they went 2-10. This year they were 5-7.
So how on earth at a UNLV program that is just now starting to even get some facilities that you can even recruit anyone to, why would you fire him?
Yeah, that seems weird.
That program is a mess, and that lack of continuity and that revolving door, you're not going to find anyone that wants that job. That is a mistake right there on the part of UNLV football.
All right, there's your Hot 5 at 5. When we come back, we'll get back into some leftovers from the Oregon State game. And how far is USC going to take this thing? It is 5:15. On the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, we talked a lot about the Oregon State game passionately earlier in our broadcast. Some good texts. You know, we didn't really get a lot of, I will say, text line was not full of a lot of irrational.
You know, it's fairly reasonable, go figure.
Flying off the handle. Yeah. Yeah, I think we have reasonable listeners, and we're reasonable guys. And yeah. I think the message board guy who wants to yell and scream, he's probably listening to another show or like doing his own podcast or something.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of flying off the handlebars from either one of us.
I do have an idea, though, before we get to USC. What about, I may ask Lanning about this on Thursday if I gauge his mood correctly. you know, you watching the Eagles last night? Did you watch that game?
Yes, I did.
What the Eagles do with Jalen Hurts on fourth and one and fourth and two.
Can't stop it.
You can't stop it.
No.
Why not a fourth and one specialist at Oregon? You got a great offensive line. Those offensive linemen, they just go low, right?
Sure.
And then you get, then you say you put, I was thinking about DJ Johnson, for example. Now, there's a guy that wasn't he on offense at first?
He was. He was the tight end. He went back and forth.
So he can handle the ball a little bit. Put him at quarterback and make him the Jalen Hurts. And then you, the running backs, shove him. Dude, it, you can't stop it in Philly.
Oregon State did it. Oregon State did it in the Civil War. They just lined up. I don't know who the back was. I don't remember off the top of my head. But they just lined up. The one of the tight ends came in motion, and they just shoved Gobranson right in the ass.
I love it. You know, look, if Dan Lanning's going to be this aggressive, and I love how aggressive he is, I want him to keep going for it. I want him to be consistent with it. If he's going to keep going for it on fourth and one or even fourth and two, let's get this going. Find your Jalen Hurts. Let's go.
It is, you know. It's just got to be frustrating. You're running the ball for 5, 6, 7 yards a clip in both the UW and Oregon State game.
No
and
kidding.
It comes down
the UW guy, he slipped.
He slipped. And then, you know, it was a great play on the outside. It was one-on-one. And I think a lot of people have an issue with the idea that Bo is a little bit hobbled, although he looked pretty good moving around in this game, much better than he did in the first one. But the idea that you haven't really had any designed runs for him, and then on fourth and one, you run a designed run for him, as opposed to going with two of, I think, the harder backs to bring down in all of the Pac-12. For as little as
that's a brain fart.
As Irving and Whittington are, those dudes run hard. They run through tackles.
That's a brain fart play call.
They've
been really good. Dillingham's been really good. That one was a brain fart.
Certainly is one that I if you are going to do it, I don't understand why you don't take one of those backs that runs about 1,000 miles an hour and say, hey, find the 7 or the 8 on Forsythe's cheek and run right at it.
Oh, and somebody,
or just quarterback sneak it.
Somebody bringing up Rod Gilmore. Well, again, the quarterback sneak, I really think you got to get creative with those.
Well, and more people are doing it now with the idea that, you know, back in the day, the bush push was illegal. You can't pull anymore, but you can push.
That's right.
More and more teams are doing it where you see it in the NFL, you see it in college, where you just line up a guy behind and they run the quarterback sneak and you just shove him forward.
I'm just asking Lanning about this on Thursday. You just solidified it.
The bush push.
Let's go.
And yes, I truly believe that we need a constitutional amendment outlawing Rod Gilmore from doing any more college football games.
Yeah, somebody was mentioned. Duck fans hate him.
Well, and rightfully so, because
he's really bad.
Well, and he's not. I'm not saying he's bad because of anything that Oregon. I just think he's terrible.
Yeah.
I think he's the worst color guy going in the game.
He's not very good.
And yes, stop using the word spicy, Ron. Stop.
He loves
everything. Everything was spicy.
How far is USC going to take this bitch? Because they look. You know, that's a hell of a win.
It's a huge win.
Notre Dame's not. I mean, you know, they're not.
They're
like,
not great, but they had also beat several quality teams over the last few weeks and had righted the ship.
Yeah, and now they're going to the Pac-12 title game. They're favored to beat Utah. Utah's the only team that beat them this year, and they beat them on a last second. Whittingham went for two on the last play, much like we saw with Jacksonville yesterday. And who's the other one that did that?
There were two of them that did it.
The GD Chargers cost me my cover.
Oh yeah, LA. So, but Whittingham did that. If you didn't see the USC game, it was a late game.
Yep.
Yeah, in Salt Lake, they scored a last-second touchdown and went for two for the win, and they got it. That's the only game USC has lost. They get a rematch that game, and I don't know how you feel about that. But
I'll put my money on USC.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's probably going to be another good game, but USC's better than Utah, even though Utah beat them. Well, Caleb Williams is insane.
And Utah's offense isn't very good, although they put up a bunch of points on USC. And USC's defense has played better. They're getting some turnovers. It's playing better. I watched USC play several times this year, and I've said it over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks. When I watched them, I did not particularly see a college football playoff team. Look, I don't think this is a team that can win the national title. I think when you're this one-sided, when you are clearly tipped in offense or defense, I think eventually you're going to get clipped. And we even said this about Oregon. You know, as good as Oregon's offense was, we're like, dude, eventually I think your defense is going to let you down. And I do think that USC at some point along the way will stub their toe. But can they get to the college football playoff? Yeah, I think they will get to the college football playoff.
At some point along their way, stub their toe. They only have one game left, or they're in the tournament.
Well, you said how far are they going to take it? I think they
can get to the final.
I don't think they can win a national title.
I agree with you that if they play Georgia, they lose. And they might lose if they play Michigan. But if they get Michigan in the first round of that tournament,
I think they can beat Michigan. I think they can get to the final of that tournament. And then it will probably be Georgia, but who knows?
You never know.
Maybe it's an upset, but probably not. And if it's Georgia, I think that's where Lincoln Riley, we've seen this matchup before.
Yes.
And it's probably not.
This feels a lot.
That does not favor USC.
No,
but
it does not. This feels like the Oklahoma teams.
But there's only one Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, I Michigan, as good as they are, I think that's a hell of a game. So I don't know, man. I think if USC can get by Utah, the question is how did the top four fall? You know, does USC, are they out of there? And if another team is in, are they the three and USC is the four and they have to play Georgia in the first
game? Well, I feel like, and a lot of this we're just going to have to see. If Georgia and Michigan are in no matter what, it doesn't matter. They are in.
I'm just saying seeding.
Seeding wise, exactly.
USC will be either the three or the four.
Yes.
If they beat Utah.
Yes.
The question is, if they're the four, they're likely going to have to play Georgia, and they're probably done.
Yeah.
If they're the three, they can get to the final.
Yeah, I can see that.
Although what I'm saying.
I think they lose to Michigan, too. I just am really impressed with what Michigan did to Ohio State's offense.
That was awesome. That was the best win of the season, man.
I was not a Michigan believer. I thought that they were going to run into a bit of a buzzsaw on early on. It looked like maybe they were going to. But the fact that they were able, like three, what, 60 or was it 40-plus yard touchdowns? Through the air?
They had three passing tutties all over 40 yards
in the first half. Like, what? Like, Ohio State was like, hey, we're going to sell out to stop the run. And Michigan was like, great, watch. We're going to throw over the top of you. And then in the second half, it was like, oh, you want to play a two-deep safety look? Yeah, we can run the ball for 200 yards on you. It really, really impressed me what Michigan did to Ohio State, going into the shoe to do that and then shutting down Ohio State's offense. So, how far can USC take it? I think USC, I'll predict them to get to the College Football Playoff, but I think they whether it's Michigan or Georgia, I think that it ends. I think this is very Oklahoma-esque in that dynamic offense, all-world offense, great quarterback, skill positions everywhere, but you're a bit one-dimensional, and we've seen Oklahoma get there several times and lose.
Yeah, I get why you would go down that road. I feel like they're a little bit better defensively than they get credit for because everybody wants to just dismiss them as Oklahoma.
It's playing better the last little bit.
Their defense has shed the soft label, and they're playing a lot better. They're peaking at the right time. I liken them more to, like, you remember the Ducks with Mariota?
Yeah.
So I was going to say, you know, when you get all the way to the end and have a chance to win college football's
biggest prize,
You typically, unless you're named Alabama or Georgia, you have a special quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess you could put Ohio State in the Alabama-Georgia category. There's only two, three schools like that. Everybody else, Clemson, that got there twice. Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Oregon, Mariota. Mm-hmm. Did Oklahoma ever make a final? I don't think they did.
No.
Kyler?
No, they didn't make it. Yeah. They always lost in the first.
But I think USC can be more like the Oregon team. You remember that Oregon team blitzed Florida State in the first game?
Drilled them.
And then they got to meet the big boy, the Ohio State, like we're talking about, and they lost. Yeah. But I think it's easy to dismiss USC, one, because, you know, if you look at their schedule, like, who is the best team that they've beaten? It's probably Oregon State. Oregon State threw five picks in that game.
I thought they threw four.
I think they threw five. You can look it up.
It was 17-14.
But, you know, I get that.
Yeah,
but
four picks.
We were saying this about Michigan.
Yeah.
As well. Like, have they played?
Penn State was their only game.
And look what they did to Ohio State. So I think the schedule thing can be a little bit of a cop-out. And I also think it's easy to just compare them to Oklahoma because it's Lincoln Riley. But that Oregon team with Mariota ended up proving that was a damn good defense, too.
Yeah.
And I think USC's got some players. In other words, I don't think they're quite as bad defensively as Oklahoma always was. And I really feel like it's all about matchups. If they can get – they got to beat Utah. But if they – and would it not shock – would it shock you if USC is the bed, loses to Utah?
No, welcome to the Pac-12.
And the Pac-12 is out of the tournament again.
You know what would be the kick in the balls is, you know who would more than likely get in at that point? Alabama.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, it feels
and
like...
And watch them win the whole thing. Just when you thought we were done with Alabama, it's like, nah, here we come.
Yeah, it feels like... So the playoff feels set if chalk holds, like Georgia, Michigan, TCU, USC.
Yes.
They, you know, there's your four.
Yeah.
And it feels a bit like a changing of the guard in college football. It's nice. That's a kind of a cool four to be able to watch, even though Michigan was in there last year. And, of course, Georgia was too. But it's not Ohio State.
Not Clemson.
It's not Alabama. It's not Clemson. Yeah. I think the best part of the weekend was the ACC taking itself out of playoff contention.
Thank you.
Yes. Get out of there. But you're right. The two if one of the TCU or USC stumble, the two teams that are sitting there waiting are Ohio State and Alabama.
Yeah.
We can't have this.
No. Now, if you really want the true kick in the balls, what will happen is if TCU loses and USC loses and you get Michigan, you get Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio
State.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like it feels great right now. Yeah. In a week, it could be the same effing teams.
Yeah. And then Tennessee will scream from the mountaintop because Tennessee is going to have two losses too, and they're going to say, hey, we beat Alabama. Why the hell are we out? But it feels like everyone's saying that Alabama will be ahead of Tennessee, even though they lost head to head on the last second play.
The other thing about USC to me, Caleb, Lincoln Riley, this could be his third Heisman in 7 years.
Yeah,
and I think the other thing that we do is we're instantly going to want to make USC Oklahoma West Coast Oklahoma.
Sure,
which I don't think is quite right, but it could be. It could turn out that way. The other thing is we want to say all good quarterbacks are the same. I don't know about you, man, and maybe I'm just over my skis on this guy. I think Caleb Williams is as special as they come at the college level. He is sensational.
Yes.
And it's one of those guys that when all else fails, your defense isn't getting a stop, your offense is, no matter what your problem is, that dude can pull it out of the fire for you.
His ability to move around, and I hate doing this because it's, he's not him, but his athleticism and ability to extend plays and throw from weird angles, it's a little Pat Mahomes when you watch him.
Yeah,
he's a bigger guy. I would say Kyler Murray's like this, but Kyler's so small. But it's his ability to extend plays and just buy time and run when he needs to. But even when he's scrambling around, he's always looking to throw the ball downfield. It's pretty special. And by the way, it helps that he just has a ridiculous bevy of receivers to throw the ball to. And I just remember when he got hired, right, I remember all of us being like, dude, look out. That guy's going to USC, and every offensive player in the country is going to want to come play for him. And we heard from a lot of people that said, whatever. He has soft defenses. They never win anything in Oklahoma. USC's overrated. Lincoln Riley's overrated. He's going to have some growing pains there. Well, it's year one, and with a bunch of transfers and no time to recruit, the son of a gun is one game away from winning a Heisman Trophy and playing in the college football playoff. If you didn't think that Lincoln Riley arriving in USC was going to have a huge crater-like impact on the Pac-12, then I don't know what to tell you, except for the fact that in 2 years they won't be in the Pac-12 anymore. They're going to be in the Big Ten, which I don't know if you're the Pac-12, if that makes you feel happy or not. But, that's the rising tide lifts all boats, except they're gone in a year.
Somebody said, ponder this. If Ohio State and Michigan both make the playoff, who plays Utah in the Rose Bowl? Oh, dear.
Would it be Washington, right?
Would play Utah in the Rose Bowl?
Oh, in the Rose Bowl. Sorry. No, no, no.
Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State's top 10. I think Penn State's like 8 or 9. I was saying who would go from the Pac-12. Because I think at that point, the Rose Bowl picks. I don't even think it's necessarily.
Yeah, they could pick Oregon, right?
I think.
Probably UW.
I think the Rose Bowl selects.
But they could pick Oregon. They could pick Washington. They could pick Utah. They could pick Oregon State.
Yes.
If USC qualifies for the Rose Bowl, but then goes to the playoff.
Yes.
Rose Bowl picks. It doesn't go to the next.
I will double check, but I believe that is the case. Yeah.
So they can pick whoever they want.
And my guess is they would pick UW.
Really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you pick Utah, who made the title game?
Well, I think when you look at UW, you look at their record, and you look at the Seattle, and you look at the fan base, and the fact that Utah was there last year, I just have a hunkering that you would take UW. You would not take Utah. At that point would be because Utah has lost now, that would be their, third loss, right?
Fourth, I believe.
Is it their fourth? Have they already lost three?
Yes, I believe so. UCLA, Oregon, Florida.
Yeah, so that would be their you're right. That would be their fourth loss. You're taking UW.
Not my Beavers?
I don't think you're taking the Beavs. Although, wouldn't that be something?
Take my Beavs.
The Beavs, it looks like right now, by the way, the Beavs are Sun Bowl or Vegas, and it's between them and UCLA, and almost everyone thinks that Vegas will choose UCLA, which means more than likely, I think I saw like the predictor is about 68% that the Beavs will be heading to the land of sunshine, Sun Bowl.
All right. Let's wrap up the rest of the college football weekend. Where is the defense in college football? And do we care?
Good question.
Here is Ortner with SportsCenter.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Is Dick Wolf producing us now?
Is what they call Will Ortner.
He's the old Dick Wolf?
Big Dick Wolf.
That's right, baby.
Have we been playing the Law & Order music and I've just missed it? Is this a new thing?
I don't think we have, but I don't.
Is there a more recognizable tune than immediately I'm like, what, is there a dead body? Like, now I'm afraid I'm gonna like go out, like, because this building is kind of new and it's a little like there's still a lot of boxes. This is totally a Law and Order thing. Like, you're leaving here in the middle of the night and you turn the corner and there's just a bludgeoned lady in the corner. You're like, oh great.
But I gotta get out of here, so maybe somebody else will call the cops.
Just slowly slip away. Where's Jerry Orbach when you need him? Putting baby in a corner.
Well, the scary thing about USC is Caleb Williams is back next year.
Yes, he has to be.
Yeah. So he is ineligible for the NFL till 2024.
Yep.
Yeah, one more year. So USC is going to give him another year. God.
Another year of recruiting, another year of the transfer portal.
And then Knicks could come back, right?
Knicks could come back. Penix could come back. I would. Dude. And Penix, I've seen some people think that if his injury list checks out, that Penix could be a first round quarterback.
I was going to say, he's got to be doing some, he's got to be moving up some draft boards.
He has.
He is really good.
And the arm talent and the fact that he's finally stayed healthy. So my buddy is a huge UW guy. He was listening to DeBoer talk today. And DeBoer said, there's a chance that Penix comes back. Obviously, DeBoer, you know, has an interest in that. And people are talking about this across all the programs. So whether you're talking about, Penix, or you're talking about, you know, Bo here or Bijan Robinson down at Texas, there are a lot of people are saying, like, with these collectives now, they did this with Drew Timmy up at Gonzaga. basically now it used to be like, hey, if you're a first, second, third round pick, you're gone, right? If you get one of those grades. But what if the collective comes to you and says, hey, you want to stick around for another year? Here's $6 million.
Yeah.
Like they're giving these freshman quarterbacks. Now they're not $6 million for 1 year. Most of these are $2-3 million at a time. But for, you know, if you're Oregon and you're that collective, can you come up with $3-4 million? Because to me, bringing back Bo Nix as opposed to going with, I'm not trying to crap on anyone, but either quarterback you have on the roster now or saying that the true freshman is going to be your guy, you come up with some serious cash. If I'm a Nike booster, I'm asking Bo's family, what would it take for you to reconsider going and trying the NFL waters and coming back for another year?
Well, remember, you got a new OC coming in, too.
Yeah.
So maybe the transfer portal again if he doesn't. I don't know. I'll just say this. Sign me up for a Pac-12 next year that has Caleb Williams, Michael Penix, and Bo Nix all back.
Yes.
That's rad.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was thinking when you were talking about the NIL, Oregon State. It's like, this is where it's hard for Oregon State
to compete.
Because you got to get, I mean, that's a good team, but you got to get a quarterback. That's what they need.
Well,
they need to hit the transfer portal.
And they've got a 4-star kid coming in, but again, you're talking about a freshman there, and I don't think you can sit there and say, hey, we're relying on a freshman. And I do think that Oregon State did finally get their collective going. We don't know, again, how much that is, but this is the crappy part for any of the small schools now is in order to be involved in any of these transfers, and we're not even talking about like the Caleb Williams of the world because you're not getting him at Washington State, you're not getting him at Oregon State, you're not even getting him in Arizona State, any of these places like that. It's a different level of kid. But if you want to be involved for the Penix Juniors, if you want to be involved in the Bo Nixes of the world, you've got to be able to pony up. And so Oregon State, you've got to put together some money to go out and do this. I do not think if you're Oregon State that with as good as you were this year that you can say that we're going with Gulbranson or we're going with Nolan or we're relying on a freshman. I don't care how touted he is. You can't do that. You have to bring in a quarterback in the transfer portal next year if you're Oregon State.
Does it make sense if you're Oregon State to be a little bit more like you are with the rest of the roster and that is develop a quarterback?
Yes, absolutely.
So you do both.
You do both. I mean, clearly, I'm trying to remember what the I think it's Aiden Childs. I think that's the quarterback, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're right.
And people are really geeked on him. So I love
and he'll be a freshman next year.
He'll be a freshman next year. And so I love the fact that you got a kid that people are fired up about it at quarterback. And so, yes, you grow and develop him, but number one thing, if you're Oregon State, is you find some money. I don't care if you have to look under couch cushions. You come up with $1 million and you get involved in the transfer portal. Because if you look around college football these last couple years, how many impact college football transfers, especially at that position, do you see year in and year out? It can literally be a make or break. The Ole Miss quarterback just put in for his transfer. And again, you're probably not going to be in that category there. That's going to end up somewhere else. But there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there that are available.
The Michigan kid, McNamara, is he good?
Yeah, he just put in for the transfer portal.
He'll be moving.
Got them to a playoff.
Yes.
I think you're going to have to pay Martinez, though, to keep him. I think there's some guys on your team that you have to worry about them going and getting more money elsewhere.
And this is the problem we talked about when NIL hit for any small school. Look around, whether it's Jordan Addison last year from Pitt to USC, Alabama rated Louisville's best player, Georgia Tech's best player, Vanderbilt's best player, and you can already see it across Twitter now. College football players left and right are already putting their name into the portal saying, hey, it's been great. And yeah, you get a guy like Martinez who comes in as a freshman, doesn't start right away, and puts together, 500-yard games in a row? Was it six? Either way, just is putting up game after game after game where he looks like a big-time player. What's to stop USC? What's to stop Alabama? What's to stop anyone from being like, hey, man, you want $700,000?
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be frustrating.
It will.
That's going to be frustrating for Beaver fans. This Aiden Childs guy you mentioned, he was down to Washington and Oregon State. He's ranked the number 17 quarterback in the class.
Yeah.
6'4", 195.
It's a big deal.
And he said he loved Washington back in June, but he is now all in on Oregon State, so he is going to Oregon State. So that's
well, we hope. Nice. But again, until you put pen to paper, my fear is that you can say that you're committed to Oregon State, but if someone comes in again and says, "How's $3 million over 3 years?" That changes a lot.
Sucks.
In today's world of college football, you have to be able to pay kids.
Head to the Big Ten. You're the best team in the Pac-12. How about that?
There you go.
Call up the Big Ten. Be like, how'd you like that, Kevin Warren?
How you like them
you
apples?
You like Oregon and Washington. We beat them. Oh, wait. We didn't beat them both. No. But they beat Oregon.
There you go.
You should take us, the Beavers. We'll help your league. Oh, and by the way, we'll take like a 10% share. Just give us a home, please.
Slice it off. And that's another thing to look at in the offseason is eventually the Pac-12 deal will get signed. And, you know, nothing's going to happen until the whole UCLA thing, you know, kind of gets resolved and they're officially allowed to go. But that's something to keep an eye on, too, is where does that money land in regards to, because obviously that doesn't involve NIL. You can't. Schools can't pay kids. Those are boosters. But when it comes to assistant coaches and
wink,
resources,
wink.
Where does the Pac-12 come in for those payouts versus the SEC and the Big Ten?
The listeners are texting us that we have been playing the Law & Order theme.
Oh, we have. So Dick
Neither Wolf, you and I pay any attention.
So Dick Wolf has been involved in our program for quite some time.
Apparently for a couple of weeks. Where does Oregon go for their next OC? We'll get to that. To wrap up the hour, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Oregon loses Dilly Dilly. He goes to Arizona State. We were just talking about this last week. Well, was that Friday? I don't remember. Maybe last Wednesday. I think it was when you were gone. We were talking about, you know, if they'd be able to keep him. What does he think of the Arizona State job? Well, he went there.
Yeah.
He's from there. He loves it. I saw his press conference. He was like
sure.
Head over heels.
Went to high school there. I mean, it's hometown through and through. By the way, that's a super risky hire for Arizona State.
I agree.
Mean, 32 years old, not the greatest track record in the world. Now, this year at Oregon, their offense was dynamite. But, I mean, this is I totally get why they do it. But, I mean, this is the definition of a risky hire for Arizona State.
Well, I also feel like if he has any success, he's out of there.
Although you may think
being the hometown,
it's the whole Jonathan Smith thing.
Maybe.
Right? I mean, think about it. We don't hear much about Jonathan Smith being a candidate anywhere else. And imagine when Jonathan Smith took over the Oregon State program, that was like taking over Indiana. It was taking over, you know, a Kansas. It was taking over, I mean, Rutgers, something like that. And in 4 years, he has built them into a 9, potentially 10-win team with big-time wins. If Jonathan Smith didn't have that connection to Oregon State, oh, I guarantee people would be sweating bullets. And by the way, I still don't think that there's that you shouldn't necessarily be worried that he won't look elsewhere to greener pastures.
So if you look at the Oregon State, the offensive coordinator list at Oregon, the last 8 seasons, you go all the way back to Scott Frost.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Lubick was in there.
Revolving door.
Mario Cristobal, then Arroyo, or I think it was Cristobal and Arroyo, and then Arroyo.
Cristobal was like their run game coordinator.
And then Moorhead and Dillingham. And so this next guy is going to be the seventh offensive coordinator in 9 seasons.
Yeah.
So they've got to get some stability there. I don't know where Lanning goes. I mean, he's a younger guy. What is his pipeline? What is he thinking?
Yeah, we don't know.
No idea.
When he put together his staff, the one criticism of it, and by the way, we still don't know. It's only been 1 year, but the idea, or at least some of the criticism, the idea was it's such a young, unproven staff because he doesn't have a big source to pull from. He's an unproven commodity out there. And that Dillingham was a very young guy that he could go get. And now that he's gone, I don't know where you go. Do you go internal? You know, is that what you do? Because who's their, is it Junior Adams, who's their wide receiver coach? And I think he had the label of co-offensive coordinator. I think some people have said if you're going internally, you go with there. Other names that have been thrown out there, Joe Brady, who's the Buffalo Bills quarterback coach. I've seen his name tossed out there. But again, is that a guy that this is a job that he's interested to go get? Some people have thrown out the idea, would Scott Frost be interested in coming back and running your offense again?
Whoa,
so
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's not doing anything.
Well, that's not exactly a reason to hire him.
Well, but he ran the offense under Chip Kelly, and again, it's that dynamic spread up-tempo offense, and while he was a disaster at Nebraska, he was good here at Oregon, and he ran a hell of a program at Central Florida, so...
I don't see that one. But, you know, you're right, you never know. There are other names out there with some experience, like Tom Herman is still sitting out there.
Yep.
Offensive guy.
And then, I forget who it was, but one of the... I think it was the tight ends coach. One of the position coaches at Georgia, I think, is a younger guy that people think a lot of, and so there's an idea that maybe Dillingham could dip into the Georgia pipeline.
You mean Lanning.
Or excuse me, what did I say? Dillingham.
You said Dillingham. Well, how about this?
Yeah, Lanning may dip into that and go back to the Georgia connection, and I think it's their tight end coach, and his name escapes me.
How about you go, so you know Lincoln Riley's little brother is the OC at TCU. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Go get him.
Wouldn't that be something?
To compete against his bro. I like the Joe Brady one, though. Dude, that guy, they went 15-0 with Joe Burrow. Like, their offense was damn good,
yeah.
Although they had studs.
Well, the idea, too, is that maybe Brady doesn't necessarily want to go back to college. The whole reason he left in the first place is there was a belief that he didn't want to deal with any of that, and he wanted to stick in the NFL.
I think you talk to him.
Oh, absolutely.
You make those calls.
Yeah. And Oregon has shown that they'll, you know, they not necessarily pay the SEC freight, but Oregon will pay. You know, it's not a place where you're going to have to necessarily go on the cheap. Someone said, go get David Shaw. He's free.
David Shaw. How about that?
I'll be interested to see. David Shaw stepped down. Look, we all know why David Shaw stepped down. The question is, does David Shaw want to just be done for a while? Does David Shaw want to test the NFL waters? Or is David Shaw interested in taking another job? Because I think David Shaw's a hell of a coach, and I think the only reason he failed at Stanford is because Stanford failed him.
I'd try to get him at Colorado.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd want it, but...
And I'll go on record now, in the world of NIL and the restrictions that are being placed on transfers getting into Stanford, I think that becomes one of the worst jobs in America.
No question. That's why he's leaving.
That's why he's leaving.
I mean, he won a lot of games there, but
yes.
He can't.
Even
he knows. He's like, yeah.
If I am a coach, the one place that I want nothing to do with is... Stanford.
The other thing is, will Dillingham's loss mean the loss of Dante Moore, the 5-star quarterback?
Don't know.
They're saying that he, well, I know you don't know, but it's just this is a question that people are.
He's got 6 million reasons to come here.
He took the commit out of his Twitter bio.
Did he? Yeah. And they're saying Michigan State would be another. He said Michigan State was maybe number 2 on his list at some point.
Because he's a Michigan kid.
Yeah.
He's real tight with Dillingham. I bet he'd go over to Arizona State.
Or maybe Arizona State. Yeah.
Which, by the way, look at that profile picture for Dillingham. There's no way that is the forks up symbol. There's no way.
What are we looking at? His Twitter?
His profile picture.
Okay.
Just look at it and then get back to me.
All right. I'll report back next segment.
Are you saying he's giving it and he's not doing it well?
No, that is what they do.
Oh.
What are we talking about?
Well,
let me get out there. Yeah.
There might be a shock involved when you look at that photo.
Oh, he's holding up the shocker?
And
Coach Dillingham, oh.
That is indeed, and he's there with his wife, and that's... That does appear to be a shock and... that's their forks up? They do?
It's bad branding, or it's great branding. I don't know.
Damn. That can't... I just assume they did the Washington W.
That's why I brought it to you guys. You guys are older and wiser. You should tell me that's not the symbol.
I don't know what the ASU symbol looks like, but that sure does look a lot like the shocker.
If that is what Arizona State is doing and that is their forks up, let me just say that is the most on-brand thing ever for a program. Because if you were to say one program represents the shock and awe symbol, what, it would two. One, I would sue some sort of university in Florida. I'm thinking like Florida State, and then on the West Coast, that is very Arizona State.
So it checks out. I'll just say, Will, it checks out with what Forks Up hand sign is supposed to look like. So I think they're doing it correctly. I just think that...
That's bad branding.
It's like the Shocker is a little bit more closed finger.
They let a 50-year-old person make that symbol, yeah. And they didn't run it by any of the college students.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how long they've had that, but...
I think the whole... The rub here is if you're going to do it...
They call it Forks Up.
You really have to get separation between all three fingers.
Yes.
You got to make sure that those first two fingers are not... together. Right. I think it's...
Well,
I think
if they're
that's,
together, that's just the Shocker.
That's the Shocker.
But if you have them slightly apart, I think what Will is saying, that that's not acceptable. You really need to make it a W.
Yes, like, it's... Yes, you really... Like it's this. It's
if you could see what I'm doing here.
Yeah, you can't have those three fingers. It's just not acceptable.
No, it's...
Well, it's fitting. It's on brand for Arizona State. By the way, side note, are we seeing a lot more hand signs in college football these days?
What do you mean?
In other words, like you watch college football and they show the fans and they're doing some,
yeah,
like the Texas Tech has one.
Yeah, everyone's embracing. Everyone's one. Embracing. Hand
everyone's
signals.
Got one. Yes. You do the horns down. Yes. You do, what like the Ducks do the O.
Ducks do the O. UW's doing. They're big into the West Coast. They do the W.
What is that you're doing right there? That one I saw.
That's Siwoo, baby. Central Washington Wildcats.
Does Baylor have one that looks like that?
Doesn't
Baylor have a weird one?
It wouldn't shock me.
They're all flashing gang signs. As an old white guy, I don't know what to make of it.
You're no one now unless you got hand signs. Well, I think the U started it, to be fair. The U...
all copying them.
I think, yeah. Look, you can say what you will about Miami, which, by the way, it's hilarious how bad they are right now. They got drubbed.
They got 98 more yards.
They got drubbed again. But a lot of what we have in college football, the swagger and all that, that is... There has not been a more influential program in the last 40 years in college football than the University of Miami, right? From the turnover chain to the attitude to the fatigues, you know, going all the way back to the Fiesta Bowl to throwing up the U. Miami was the coolest program ever, and people are copying
it. The club is next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!